going to lunch.
We're going to lunch?
This is Out with Joe. With Joe Manchicotti.
Actually, honey, we're going to lunch.
Restaurants.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Food and drink.
And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee, ketchup gives them flavor.
Entertainment.
I like having a little something going every day. Maybe nothing big, but a little daily recreation don't hurt anybody.
Got a review? You're the critic.
Have some bacon on a biscuit and let's go.
Now, it's time to go out with Joe.
Out with Joe.
With Joe.
On this week's Out with Joe, we take a look at a great little burger joint with a new name, Vintage Grill, at 346 Shrewsbury Street in Worcester. A family-owned and operated restaurant that used to be known as Junior's before the current and same owners changed it to Vintage Grill. You may have passed it many times. It's the one with the garage doors open to their patio. Prior to being Junior's, it was an actual mechanic's garage. So the doors are authentic. You can even see where the bathrooms would have been for the public to reach, you know, on the side of the building. The owners, TJ and Robin, made the change a little over 4 years ago, according to our server. They've kept the garage a car theme, with license plates on the wall and even vanity plates on the back of their bar stools. And the roof is accented with a grill from a vintage auto. The seating nearly doubles when the doors are up and the patio is in use. Of course, this means no AC in the summertime. The menu is large with fun names like F-150 Steak Tips, Fishtail, Haddock Chicken, Fenders, and Shelby Salad. Order menu categories are under things like Salad Station, Fuel, The Starting Line, and Sidecar Menu. And of course, the soups are in the Souped Up heading. And you'll find the pizza in the Hubcap Pizza Station with classics, but also includes fun creations like mac and cheese and shrimp scampi. The pizzas are 12 inches with homemade sauce and hand-stretched dough. My companion, Tina Marie, was a little concerned the folksy local watering hole atmosphere might have meant the food wasn't going to be the best, but she simply said, you can't tell a book by its cover. Tina ordered the bacon cheeseburger with sweet potato fries and loved it. It was a messy burger, but delicious. Messy burgers are usually a good sign. I had the steak and cheese sandwich and couldn't resist having tater tots, just like Natick Junior High used to make. Vintage also caters. They can cater your office meeting and event, both hot and cold. You can check both the catering and main menu out online. The link is on Out With Joe posting on our Facebook page. Their kitchen hours are till 10 on Sunday through Wednesday and 11 on Thursday through Saturday. The bar is open till 2 a.m. every night. They do have a parking lot in front. Well, naturally, there used to be a garage, but some spaces are reserved for the neighbors and on-street parking may have to be used. The bathrooms were in decent shape, and if you have been a listener to Out With Joe for any amount of time, you know I think the bathroom tells you a lot about a restaurant. The price point is very family-friendly. Sandwiches and burgers under $10, and entrees are pretty much under $15. They also have a kids menu. Sam Adams, with other local brews on tap, Vintage Grill, is an Out With Joe fantastic find, and certainly a hidden gem. Again, for more on Vintage Grill, check out outwithjoe.com and our Facebook page. Follow Out With Joe on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now for a look at what is hot and happening on the local music scene, here is Tina Marie Billing. Good morning, Tina. What's happening this weekend?
Good morning, Joe. Hi, everyone. There's lots of great music on the scene this weekend. Tonight, Dale LePage and the Manhattans have their CD release party at the historic Bull Mansion in Worcester from 7 to 10, so come on out and celebrate with us. The WCUW Spring Fling Blues Bash is happening at JJ's in Northborough. The Tony Soul Project will be at the Moose Family Center Lodge with special guests Marty Phillips on sax and Kevin Alexander Herrera on guitar and vocals in Salem. And Mullet hits the Cannery Music Hall in Southbridge. Gary Lone Wolf James and his band will be at the Shadow Spear Event Center and Gaming Lounge in Plymouth, New Hampshire, while Lisa Marie and All Shook Up will be at Terry O'Reilly's in Newton Center. Government Surplus will be at the Marine Corps League in Worcester. And Russell Watts performs at the Atlantic Avenue at the Wong Dynasty in Holden. Jeff Royds does his acoustic solo at Rock and Cool Pizza in Bellingham. And Gretchen Bostrom Trio is at the Strange Brew Tavern in Manchester, New Hampshire. Tricky Nicky Luparelli and Dapper Dan with the Gold Diggers entertain at Nick's in Worcester. And Dirty Deeds makes their rock and roll debut at Kelly's Cellar in Quincy. 36 Red brings you country and classic rock at Toby Keith's in Foxborough. And Stormbringer returns to JR's Mardi Gras Club in Cranston, Rhode Island. The Doors Experience will be at the Simple Man Band Saloon in Clinton, and Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers will give you a rockin' night of blues at Charlie's Barbecue in Seekonk. The Bruce Marshall Band will shake it up at Jasper Hill Cafe in Holliston, and for Sunday, Lisa Marie is featured with Mike Lynch's Blues Jam at Greendales in Worcester. Chris Tosti's Odyssey is featured at the Soulful Sunday Brunch at Skybox 109 in Natick. And Racky Thomas's Traveling Medicine Show Revival is at the Jasper Hill Cafe in Holliston from 1 to 4. De La Page and the Manhattans are at Padovano's in Worcester from 5 to 8 for your dining pleasure. And LA Guns Reunion Tour with Phil Lewis and Tracy Guns will rock the Whiskey Barrel in Haverhill. That's my Music Minute for the week. Now back to you, Joe.
Thank you, Tina. That was fantastic. So you can make your weekend plans, guys. I'm Joe Mangiacarti for Out With Joe. Now back to Conservatively Speaking on AM 830, full service radio, WCRN.